open mics that we, the reason it started was years and years ago, we started with open mics. And those are in Albuquerque, San Diego, and Laguna Beach. So you can find an open mic there to do a dime story yourself if you would like. But they're also featured across the country on NPR stations. And you can find us on iTunes. And this is our fourth year here at the festival. So stick around. We're going to have a story from each one of these authors within the next hour. So we're ready to start. I'm going to introduce the first author, who is Carlos Kotkin. And he is a 10-time Moth Story Slam winner and an author of Please God, Let It Be Herpes, A Heartfelt Quest for Love and Companionship. It's a wonderful book. I love this book, which was recently published by Penguin. And the title of his dime story is We All Have Our Things. Let's welcome Carlos.
Hi, everyone. Thank you. This is a true story. We all have our things. Things we do which we don't consider to be out of the ordinary until we share them with the outside world and discover we are freaks. My thing is this. When I go to the movies, I like to sit against the wall. I like to feel the carpeting on the walls with my finger. It's nothing perverted. It gives me a sense of security to feel the grooves of the carpeting on the walls in movie theaters. Many moons ago, I went to see Road to Perdition, starring two-time Academy Award winner Tom Hanks. I arrived late. Normally, I'll arrive anywhere on time, but I was with my aunt and uncle, and they were not as punctual. The opening credits had already begun. Ordinarily, I would have left. Arriving late to a movie is number 4 on my list of things in life that irritate me, right behind women who think I have a crush on them when I don't, people who merge onto the freeway too slowly, and number 1, being forced to hold a baby. If I'm late to a movie, I'd rather leave. But I was with Aunt Loretta and Uncle Ron and had to stay. The theater was packed. Since we couldn't find seats right away, we stood in the back corner as we waited for our eyes to adjust. I was standing along the back side wall while I watched Tom Hanks prepare to shoot guns. Somebody needs help. While I watched Tom Hanks prepare to shoot guns, I began to feel the carpet along the wall with my finger. I did this for a while. It wasn't until I began to prod more intensely that the wall moved away from me. Curious, I studied the darkness and discovered I wasn't standing along the back wall. I was standing along the back row. I wasn't feeling the carpet on the wall. I was feeling the side of a middle-aged man's head. In my defense, the gentleman had short cropped hair that felt very much like wall carpet. Having nowhere else to go, I continued to uncomfortably stand beside him. I couldn't help but think, I've been fingering the side of this middle-aged man's head. More discomforting was my subsequent thought. This middle-aged man has been letting me finger. He never said a word, he just let me do it. This man, we'll call him Bob. Bob got to the theater on time, bought his ticket, found his seat, started watching the movie. Then I showed up and began feeling his head. Who keeps quiet? Who doesn't say, excuse me, what the hell? Either Bob was terrified or he liked it. Maybe I was fulfilling a long-time fantasy, and as I stroked his head, Bob thought, it's finally happening. I hope sheer terror prevented him from speaking out or moving. If I remember this brief yet eternal encounter with Bob, then Bob probably remembers it as well. Maybe he tells the story at office parties. The strangest thing happened when I went to see Road to Perdition. Maybe Bob never talks about it, the way war veterans sometimes don't dredge up past experiences on the battlefield. Perhaps his children ask if he'd like to rent Road to Perdition, Bachelor Party, or Bosom Buddies, and Bob sternly replies, "We're not watching anything with Hanks in it." If by chance Bob happens to be here today, I'd like to make it clear. I meant you no harm, Bob. You just got in the way of my thing. Thank you.